Hi, Chris here with a special treat from the Odyssey scrapbook. We were excited to tell the incredible story of the Jubilee Singers on Adventures in Odyssey. Here's executive producer Dave Arnold with the story behind the story.
Well, the story of the Jubilee Singers actually began with an Odyssey recording session. One particular day, I just decided, you know, the session was running smoothly, and I thought I'd go off to a bookstore to look around. And I was just browsing through, looking through the bookshelves, and saw a book that captured my attention. And I pulled it off, and it was called The Story of the Jubilee Singers and Their Songs, written back in the late 1800s. So I bought the book, took it home, and read through it, and was captivated by this story that I'd never heard before. And so I shared it with Paul McCusker and some of the other folks on the team. But for some reason, it just never really got off the ground. Fast forward 10 years to, you know, just about a year ago now, and we were brainstorming stories for album 51, and the Jubilee Singers came back up again. And that was the formation, really, of what eventually became this story.
And one of the most important pieces of this story was the music.
It became a little bit difficult because it's hard to access. Being musicians in the late 1800s, their work wasn't recorded. Some semblance of that did exist in subsequent groups of the Jubilee Singers. And that gave us the basis, really, along with the sheet music, which also carried over, for us to begin to insert those songs into the show. So John Campbell, our musician, composer for the show, arranged choral arrangements for the group.
I knew nothing about the Jubilee Singers. And so what Dave Arnold did was send me a script and as much information about the Jubilee Singers as possible. And so I looked over the songs, and my initial thought was we should just, you know, bring a few gospel singers in and we'll just record it.
We thought it'd be a real easy thing to do, right? I remember you and I talking and you saying, I could probably put the arrangements together in a couple hours and we'll work, you know, we'll get the guys in and it should be pretty easily.
Exactly. And then I thought, well, boy, if I'm really going to get this right, I really need to write out all the vocal parts to reflect the way they sang their songs, while at the same time adding a somewhat contemporary flavor to the songs for some of our listeners. So that's when it ended up turning into a week trying to arrange these songs and thinking about it, and I would take a song like Swing Low. I had to try it a couple of ways. I'd start, you know, writing the vocal parts out, and I go, no, this isn't working. Let's try it this way. And it just ended up taking me a lot more time. The last song was to take place at a concert. And the song that was originally in the script, fabulous song, song called Nobody Knows the Trouble I See, Lord. I thought, oh, well, it's really a great song. However, it might be kind of a downer,
yeah,
as the last song that we sing.
Yep.
So that's when you and I discussed that maybe we should do a song that's maybe got a little more energy to it.
And then I went through their arrangements again, and Give Me That Old Time Religion was the one that we decided on.
I thought, oh, that's perfect. And it's Old Time Religion actually is a song that means a lot to me because when I was young, my father, who was a musician and the organist at our church, he put together a little band between my sister, who was a year older than me, and myself. And we had a little trio, and my dad did an arrangement on Old Time Religion. So I thought this is the perfect song because it has so much meaning to me as well as to the group. I was very nervous about the kind of singers we're going to get.
Now, the fun part about that whole thing for me was I actually got on via Skype and was able to participate, at least listen into the session via the internet.
Yeah, I was in L.A., and you were in Colorado Springs, but you were essentially sitting right behind us.
You know my name?
Wait. No, I want to know that.
We sat down for the first time, and I handed him out the music, and, you know, I said, okay, let's just sing this. One, two, three, four.
Steal away, steal away to Jesus.
What I heard was just amazing. It was such a blessing to be there, and I thought this is going to be a really, really great session.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you three.
One, two. Swing low, sweet chariot.
So as I'm sitting in my house watching the session take place, I can't tell you the relief that just fell over me.
Yes.
Even like you said, with the very first song, you just knew, oh, these guys are going to nail it.
Coming for to carry me.
I had three girls and two guys, and then they would sing a pass.
Go down, Moses.
And then we would go back, they had headphones on, and then they would sing to themselves.
Go down, Moses.
So it actually would be like 10 singers.
Go down, Moses.
Moses,
way on down in Egypt land.
There's a part of me thinking that once we recorded it, some of their material was almost too good. And so we actually had to mess with it a little in the studio so that it would fit within the context of the script.
So in some cases, we'd have to start the singers and stop them because in the drama, we have, you know, the choir director, George White, come in.
I couldn't hear nobody pray. I couldn't.
And then we had to go back and re-coach them to do it again.
I couldn't hear nobody pray.
Nobody pray. No,
I couldn't hear nobody pray.
What I didn't expect is for them to come in and breathe this emotion into it that at times brought us all to tears.
Give me that old-time religion.
Old-time religion.
Looking for religion.
Give me religion like it used to be.
Give me that.
It was such a challenge, but so much fun. A real blessing.
Hallelujah to the newborn king.
It was good enough for my mother.
Hallelujah.
It was good enough.
For me, it was magical to actually sit there and listen to it because it was, they were so good and they had captured the emotion so well.
Hallelujah to the newborn king.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the newborn king.
That was good first run. Try it again one more time.
All right. Take
20. And that's the story behind the story of the Jubilee Singers.